Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's a grand slam roar at Augusta National.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Denver locks up the number 4 seed.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the Clippers catch the current when it counts and sail into the playoffs.
Earlier on the show, longtime golf writer Alan Shipnuck, actor Delroy Lindo. Still to come, Georgia safety Malachi Starks. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. First 2 hours, Alan Shipnuck went down, I guess, Magnolia Lane with us, and we with him, to talk about the remarkable final round of the Masters on Sunday and Rory's moment. And then an hour or two, the actor Delroy Lindo stopped by here in studio. If you missed any of that, we are on the Roku Sports channel, on our Fast channel, also the Roku Sports channel. There's our YouTube channel as a backstop, closing in on 920,000 subscribers there. We're also podcast-driven world as well. All 3 hours available through the Cumulus Podcast Network every single day. Malachi Starks is going to join us, the safety from Georgia, one of the top safeties in this year's NFL draft, will join us to tell us what it's like to be a Philadelphia Eagle, which he will be in about 10 days. So,
stupid.
The Suns fired Mike Budenholzer because that's what they do. They fire coaches who win championships. Frank Vogel last year and Budenholzer one and done. They told Monty Williams, the coach of the year from the Phoenix Suns, you're out. And so he's gone. And Budenholzer, 36-46, a highly disappointing season. He's finished there. So everybody thinks Michael Malone's coming to coach their team, or Dan Hurley's coming to coach their team. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But the Suns, as we know, didn't even make the play-in tournament with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, whose acquisition is turning out to be an absolute albatross and disaster, which is two words you don't want to have associated with you. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We kick off hour number 3 with a Chris Brockman news update.
And now,
presented by NHTSA. Hit it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, again, Tom Brokaw taking time out of his busy schedule to talk about tariffs or prisons for Americans being built in El Salvador. I mean, all this stuff going on in our world. It's unbelievable. If it was only funny. Chris, what do you got over there? You ready?
Yeah, not funny in New Orleans either, guys, where big football news from over the weekend. Derek Carr, Saints quarterback, dealing with a shoulder issue that is likely to keep him out for the 2025 season.
Bro.
As we know, he missed the end of last year after he broke some bones in his non-throwing hand, but has been dealing with a shoulder issue since 2023, though he missed no games last year because of that.
Chris, gents, ladies and gentlemen of the Rich Eisen Show viewing and listening audience.
Yes.
This right here is the most significant piece of news affecting the 2025 NFL draft, period. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Agree.
Because we're all assuming Aaron Rodgers is going to, at some point, say the words, I am excited to join the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's April 14th.
I'm aware of us waiting.
Still waiting. And here, coach.
His timetable, I don't get, I don't understand. But as of this juncture, it appears to me there is no bigger piece of news since free agency that has affected the NFL draft quite like this news. Now, the question is, how do they evaluate Spencer Rattler in their building? How do they evaluate him? Because if they evaluate him is like, we put in time with him last year and we saw this amount of work on the field that shows an upside and this amount of off the field in the building professionalism to make us think he can be the leader of this team. We've seen enough that we do not need to go and get Shedeur Sanders 9th overall. Because at this point in time, this is not whatsoever anything but the biggest piece of news to affect next Thursday. Especially since nobody's even traded in the top 32 picks yet.
Yet.
Nothing's moved.
I know, nothing.
Nothing's moved. We saw the Steelers move a second rounder for DK Metcalf, right? I mean, nobody's popped out a first rounder in this year's draft on the table, in a trade, in an exchange involving other draft capital and future drafts, yet. You look at the draft order. Here it is. I'll hold it up on page one.
Nothing.
There's not a single one team from another.
As is.
As of right now, the first draft choice in this draft to have changed hands is 39th overall Chicago from Carolina from the draft that
they traded
to go get Bryce Young. That's it. And then there's the Seattle from Pittsburgh, 52nd overall. Buffalo from Minnesota through Houston, 56th overall. Carolina from the Rams, 57th overall. That's it.
Wow.
So Derek Carr potentially being out for all next year, massive. How do they not go and get Shedeur Sanders right now? Well, unless they like Spencer Rattler that much.
The fourth overall pick is right there for the taking. Nice. I mean, go get it.
I hear you. I don't know. But that's the way I took this news. Most consequential piece of news to affect next week's draft that I've seen yet. Name me another. I guess Myles Garrett re-signing. That's one.
Yeah, maybe. That was a big piece.
What else? What else? The fact that Matthew Stafford stayed put, so the Giants didn't go get him. So the Geno trade.
Geno trade.
But that might not take the Raiders out of the mix for Shedeur Sanders either. That does allow them to maybe pop Genty into their system.
Right. I would imagine the Raiders still take a quarterback in this draft at some point.
Actually, just
not in the first round.
You know, the biggest result to affect this year's draft, period. All calendar year.
Stop it. Stop. Don't even say it.
It's Joe Milton beating the Bills.
Gosh, you jerk.
God. I telegraphed it too much.
As soon as you started out with, well, I was like, oh,
he knows it. Come on. The fact that I then addressed you with that line.
Yeah, no eye contact. I'm feeling so good today. Stop it. I'm in all such a good mood.
Let him have a day, I guess.
Right? I'm maybe in such a good mood.
It happened in 2025, actually.
It did.
Yeah, you know what
God,
I'm
you're the
because
worst.
Because the paradigm shift that took place once that trade happened. Man. You know, I really believe that scholars will study this.
Come on.
For generations to come.
I agree. But certainly know Joe Milton's a Dallas Cowboy.
You know, what a great backup plan. I can go to sleep at night knowing.
What else over there, Christopher?
Well, TJ, let's talk about your backup quarterback right now.
Who's that?
Dak
Prescott.
You know what? This sounds just like my children. If Susie or I discipline one child, they kick it to another sibling of theirs.
I have nothing to do with this.
Hey, you take a shot at me, and the shot just gets deflected.
That's collateral damage.
Hey, Dak was at the 35th Annual Children's Cancer Fund down there in Dallas.
Love this
and,
guy.
And was asked how the hamstring is doing after he only played 8 games last year because of it. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm getting close to where I want to be. I don't want to put a percentage on it. I know we've got team activities coming up. Imagine myself being involved in some sort, if not all. But then again, understanding right my age, what I've went through is it's about getting to the fall and being my best in the fall. So not rushing anything, but I'm where I want to be. If I had to play a game today, I definitely could do that. So it's about moving forward healthy to make sure I can play 17 when the time's 20 and whatever that we get to when the time's right.
Love him. Wow. Listen, let me tell you this, man.
20 games, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to repeat this, and I'm going to keep saying this. I'm going to pound this drum for the next 10 days.
You're going to be disrespectful this time?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not being disrespectful at all. I'm going to pound this drum for 10 days. I pounded it before leaving for the week last week.
With all respect.
Jerry Jones, go trade for Travis Hunter. Do it. Go.
Do it.
Trade.
Do it.
For Travis
Do it.
Hunter, you need an injection of superstardom. You need it. You know you want it. You know you have it. And you know you got to pay Micah. We all know it. You said, you know, you need to sometimes sit back and see how it all plays out with other people. Sometimes it doesn't involve the people that you're waiting to sign. Sometimes it does. All of that stuff he said at the owner's meeting that made no sense. All of it. What makes sense is when you're paying Dak what you're paying him, and you're paying CD what you're paying him, and you're paying Michael what you're going to have to pay him, and what you're paying Diggs, and you're paying all of these stars of your team. Okay. You trade draft capital in the future to get one of the biggest stars to come to this team since Randy Moss wanted to show up. Okay? This is what we're talking about here because it checks every box. You need help on offense for your quarterback, don't you? Let's add him to CeeDee Lamb. You need help on the back end of your defense, maybe, right? You already got a bunch of guys there. You're handling your business there. So maybe that's why he would major on offense in Dallas. And then on occasion, you need to make sure A.J. Brown is handled. You need to make sure Devontae Smith is handled. You need to make sure McLaurin's handled. You need to make sure, let's go down the list who's handled, right? Malik Nabers, just in your own division. This kid can do that. And then on top of it, you need buzz. You need people coming to your...
Oh, yeah.
You need people who want to, you know, stare. Who's having lunch today when I'm on my tour of your facility?
Who's working out?
I'm serious. If that's supposedly what's so important there, it's part and parcel of running the Cowboys Incorporated. And then on top of it, you want to be talked about, right? Like, spell my name right, right? What more could you ask for than having Dion associated with your team again in some way, shape, or form, lording over the Schottenheimer process? Oh, my God. Dion's doing this. Dion's doing that. I'm sure Dion, you know, he's happy where he is. He just crushed it, you know? But who cares that he signed a new contract for, what?
5 years?
Eight figures per. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Doesn't matter. He could loom. What do you think? Everybody in Topic Bar Country in our business?
Topic Bar
doesn't country. Would be nuanced about, well, he signed. He's not going anywhere. It would be checking every box. It would be expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Draft compensation. But you've got this kid under contractual control for 5 years. He's the quarterback of this system. And by that, I mean, you can win in his first iteration of his contract now. And you add dynamic play to two positions I don't know why people aren't talking about this kid at all. Ross Tucker come on the show last week and saying that? He's absolutely right. We're not talking about him enough.
Right. No.
That's what I think of when I see Dak. You want to support Dak? Go and make the big ass move that nobody's expecting.
I thought we were cool, you and I.
Dude,
why are you doing this to me? TJ's, you know this ain't gonna happen, man. You hyped me up for like 3 minutes just now. I'm seeing it, Brotman. I had a dream the other night that Travis Hunter was playing for Dallas and hit the triple three. He had a punt return, a pick, and a pass for a touchdown all in one game.
Who's that guy? That's guy's named Deion Sanders. Who is Deion created to do exactly this in the Dallas lab?
Yep.
Deion Sanders. For Travis Hunter. And this right here, the release of fandom for you, TJ, and Corey in Iowa, we could rip that up. Because you wouldn't sign that in a million years.
I'd take a blowtorch to it.
Topic Bar Country, that a Taylor Sheridan spinoff?
Topic Bar Country is a Taylor Sheridan spinoff. Correct. Yeah. Topic Bar Country. Oh, it's great. Hey, Jerry can guest star in Topic Bar Country.
Just checking.
Oh,
Maybe we could stop the talk that he's going to win an Emmy before Lombardi.
Oh, I still don't believe that, though. That Emmy's coming.
You got one more thing before
last week we mentioned that the Suns...
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. But
we mentioned that the Suns fired head coach Mike Budenholzer.
Yes.
Well, the Pelicans also made a move. They fired their VP, David Griffin, who'd been there for six seasons. Drafted Zion and put that team together. They're expected to bring in Joe Dumars to take over down in New Orleans.
Is that right?
That's been the discussions.
Joe Dumars. You know what? You know what Joe Dumars' greatest achievement was? Okay.
I don't know.
There's many of them.
Yeah.
The Jordan, you know, he could of course, defend Jordan.
Jordan rule. Yeah.
Right. And stands for so much.
Put together a championship team.
Correct.
In the D.
Right. Exactly. His greatest achievement is being the most likable member of that team.
I don't even think that's a question.
You know what I mean? Everybody's talking about how Duke this year
was likable.
It's likable.
They're like, oh man, I gotta like Duke now.
The only guy on that Bad Boys Pistons team I did not have a white hot furious hatred about. Okay,
pretty good.
So that's my take on that. As the rest of it, I mean, Zion, just can we get him healthy? Can we get them all healthy?
I'd love a full season of Zion because, man, he was playing good at the end of the season before
he talented roster.
Yeah, I know. And they have a chance at the number one pick also.
I find it hard to believe you hated Finis Dembo, though. That's just, dude, like, why would you hate
Finis
Dembo?
Let me tell you something. I despise, because the Bad Boy Pistons were crushing it when I showed up on the campus of the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. I hated every member of that team. even the sweet Vinny Microwave Johnson would get under my skin a little bit. Because it would be like, really, this guy's that good?
What did Boone Edwards ever do to you?
Oh, I just hate it. I didn't like his mustache.
Going down the roster.
He had a Fu Manchu mustache.
I didn't like
it. Great.
I didn't like it at all. I didn't like any of them.
All right,
you got the whole list?
John Sally? You let him go for you.
Yeah.
You know, we like John Sally. John Sally was the most, like, I got to take that back. Sally and Dumars were likable on that team.
Yeah.
Sally was the guy who, like, he did stuff because he had to do it. Like, all right, I got to go foul this guy, because if I don't, Lambeer's going to get in my face, you know.
But Dumars was just like, I couldn't dislike him.
Yeah.
Even though I tried.
Pelicans have the fourth best odds to get the number one pick. Assumedly, that's Cooper Flagg. Sixers, TJ, have the fifth best odds.
Oh, he's coming.
And by the way, how about Isaiah Thomas saying that somebody needs to take LeBron to task for warming up without his shirt on? Are you kidding me?
Why don't they just leave LeBron alone?
The fact that Isaiah Thomas has a platform to say anything to anybody and anybody's there to watch it, he's lucky enough.
And then somebody tweeted a video of when he coached.
Tell me I'm wrong.
He choked his coach.
Yeah, I know. So I saw that. Yeah. It was Brandon Malone.
Brandon Malone, yeah.
Another guy I didn't like.
Understandable.
I kind of like Chuck Daly, though.
How could you not like Chuck Daly?
Wow, he looked like a mob boss.
I know.
He looked like John Gotti. Yeah.
He did.
I just didn't like him at all. There was enough of Lambeer to splash, sort of like, you know, how bus splashes mud on you on the street. You don't expect it.
Hate splash?
Yeah, the hate splash. That's how bad, that's how much I hated Lambeer.
You and everybody else.
I'm sorry, if you're looking for like cogent analysis on what this means for the Pelicans, I don't have it for you. Using your phone while you're driving could kill someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA, which just presented us the news update. All right, let's take a break and meet one of the top players in at the position. A lot of people think he's got Ravens written all over him.
Ooh, good one.
Malachi Starks from Georgia is next right here on The Rich Eisen Show. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Malachi Starks joining us in just a minute or so when the radio audience returns. I'm watching that remarkable footage that CBS got of following
Rory. 6 minutes at the end.
Of him just walking through and it's washing over him and how so emotional he is. And people are going crazy around him and he's thanking everyone. And you could see like he can't believe it's finally happened. He's holding back tears. This is a funny, somebody posted it saying, and you'll get this, the reaction men expect from everyone around them after they put their own baby to bed.
Oh, yeah.
You changed. It's like, you're exhausted.
You were solo and changed diapers and put him to bed?
Just can't believe you got through the experience. Yeah. You know, but you're saying, hey, this was big for me, you know?
For sure.
I gotta say, I think Cage was like maybe 3 months old. Oh, and Sarah was out of town. And so I had to take him solo to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
And it was quite an ordeal. Got the two backpacks and the thing, and it's me and him at the doctor's office. And then, so I have a photo of that in the bathroom. Oh, so I see it all the time.
That's like your green jacket.
I was like, you did it, buddy.
You hung the green diaper on the wall? The green diaper? You know, this is an important question in the 30 seconds we have left here. How many times did Sarah call to check to make sure everything was okay?
Oh, that'd probably countless. Just, right. You guys good?
Are we good?
Did you make it okay? Did you check it out
of the car?
Was there anything wrong? Did you find parking?
You make it through the elevator ride? Is it good?
You're out? You're home?
Now he's telling you you're not so tough.
You're not tough.
That's one of my favorite stories I've heard all year after Joe Milton beating the Bills. All right. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm making myself laugh right now. All right. He's one of the top prospects in the National Football League draft, certainly at the position that he plays, which is the back end of a defense. This man brings the noise and all from the Georgia Bulldogs secondary, now coming your way to the National Football League draft. Malachi Starks here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, sir. Dogs. How are you?
Good. How are you?
10 days before the draft. What's going on with you?
Trying to pack up the house, honestly. Enjoy the moment with my family, and just kind of be grateful for the whole opportunity.
You must be like ready for this to be over, right?
Well, yes and no. You only go through it once, so I'm trying to enjoy it. But I'm ready to figure out, you know, where I'm gonna be, and I'm ready to get to work.
So, where are you? You're done with visits, right? Visits are all done. Finished with that.
Yes, sir. I still got some meetings here and there, but everything's pretty much wrapped up.
So the meetings are what, virtual, Zooming, that sort of thing?
Yes, sir.
How many teams have you connected with, do you think, out of the 32?
32 between the combine and the virtual visits, and some 30s as well, about every team.
About every team. What's the one aspect of these interviews and connections that has a through line? What's the one thing you've been asked that every single team seems to be interested in with you, Malik?
Where I see myself playing, you know, just because I am so versatile and I play so many positions at the University of Georgia, a lot of teams, they like that about me, but they also just want to know, you know, where I see myself at the next level as well.
So where do you see yourself playing in the NFL?
I think I play anywhere. I think I fit anywhere. I think I'm a safety, but I'm able to move around. I can play, you know, I can play nickel. I can play corner if I needed to, but I'm able to move around. And I think that just speaks a lot to, you know, the tape that I put on at Georgia.
All right. Very good. I appreciate that answer where you're not pegging yourself into one spot, but also highlighting your versatility, which is a unique thing for you to be highlighting. Where do you like to play?
Anywhere. Honestly, at the end of the day, I just like playing ball. And I think I fell in love with all the positions through my time at the University of Georgia, just having to move around and be able to communicate and be in different spots. And I think I just fell in love with, you know, all those positions. So I love playing anywhere.
Okay. And, you know, Philadelphia kind of likes Georgia Bulldogs, you know, right?
I heard.
Okay. How was your meeting with them?
It was good. It was real good. Like you said, a bunch of the guys up there. So I got to talk to them and, you know, just kind of get a feel for them. But, you know, as well as all the other teams as well.
So who'd you did you meet with Howie Roseman? Did you connect with him?
Yes, sir. I met with the whole staff, basically. I met everyone from Howie Roseman to the janitor. So it was really cool and a good opportunity for me just to, you know, kind of walk through the building and just be able to shake hands and, you know, meet new people as well on all the other visits.
The irony of Howie Roseman being interested in all these Georgia Bulldogs. You're aware of where he went to school, though, right, Malik?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it interesting that a Gator likes so many Bulldogs, Malik? Isn't that interesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't want to get you any trouble here. Who did you vibe with? Are you willing to share that? Who you're like, okay, I could play for that guy or that team or that place?
Really, it might sound like a cliche answer or whatever, but really everyone. I really got a good opportunity just to like really sit down with people and talk, whether it was through Zoom or on a visit, but just really figure out, you know, the people in the building and how they run the organization. And, you know, each team is a little different, but I think I connected with a lot of people on different levels in different organizations.
Okay. So who from your tenure of playing at Georgia that has gone on to the NFL do you reach out to as somebody to connect with about this process or about the draft or about anything? Malik.
Yeah, I think Chris Smith is huge. He was like my mentor when I first got to Georgia, but also it's like a group of us. So Taki Smith, Javon Bullard, and Kamari Lassiter, because they went through it last year. So just reaching out to those guys and, you know, asking for advice and just seeing, you know, how their process went last year and trying to stay level-headed through mine.
All right. How about N'Kobe Dean? How about him?
So I talked to N'Kobe a few times, not a lot, but a few times, just reached out to him just because of, you know, the type of guy that he is and, you know, his character and his leadership. It's always good to learn from him.
Plus, he can tell you a good real estate agent in Philadelphia, right, Malachi? You can tell you about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I keep hammering on that, too. Although I am seeing a lot of you to the Ravens. I'm seeing a lot of that in mock drafts.
Yes, sir.
How was your chit chat with them?
It was good. It was real good. They love ball and I love ball, so I'm blessed.
All right, so then let's not mention teams in specific. What's the weirdest question you were asked throughout this entire process?
Somebody asked me how I would describe the color purple to a blind person.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
How would you describe the color purple to a blind person. That's how, and how did you respond to that?
I didn't really know. It really threw me off. So I was like, you know, blind people, they have their other senses are heightened. So like, if you feel the color, I guess it's like a dark feeling color, very dark, like neutral, heavy. It made sense in the moment, but I didn't really know the answer. I didn't know what to say. So it just kind of happened.
I don't understand it. Like, you know what, here's my film, coach, or whoever asked you that question. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that would, the right answer is, and go, okay, now all my doubts about Malachi Starks and what I saw on film are gone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it, man. That's kind of weird. But you made it through. Congratulations on all of that. What was your favorite moment in your tenure in Georgia that's now officially about to come to a close in 10 days, Malachi?
I think the Friday walks that we had, because they were just, you know, those Friday walks were like more intense than the practices that we had. But just kind of looking back, before the walk, we all like kind of, you know, as a group, as a DB group, we all just kind of sat with each other and just talked, you know, fooled around or whatever. But just looking back and just being with all those guys and all those moments that I had over my 3 years, just kind of leading up until my last one, I didn't realize how special it was until the last one. So just that's probably the biggest one for sure.
Well, I mean, I thought it would be a national championship night.
I thought that in there too.
Here in Los Angeles. I mean, I was there that night, man. Again, I went to the University of Michigan. I thought we'd be playing each other. I thought we might have gotten a shot at some Orange Bowl previous year revenge. I imagine you were expecting to play them too, right? Pretty much.
Yes, sir.
You know, but well, listen, that's the one thing at least Michigan and Georgia had in common that year was beating Ohio State. So at least we had that in common. Yeah, I'll throw some shrapnel in that direction. I shouldn't drag you into my problems. What is a team going to get if they draft Malachi Starks?
Ball player. I like to compete. At the end of the day, that's, you know, what I've done my whole life. That's what I'm used to. That's what I know how to do. I compete at a high level. But also, you know, you get a leader too. I was voted a captain this last year, and just, you know, how I handle myself on the field, but off the field as well. And just realizing, as my years of becoming a leader, just bringing guys with me, coming from a program like the University of Georgia, I know what it takes to win. Yes, I haven't been in the league yet, but I understand the discipline that it takes to win games, and I understand the sacrifice as well. So I think you get all that.
And as you leave the college world behind, Malachi Starks, not to drag you into the national conversation, but I'll do it here. We're talking today about Tennessee's quarterback no longer being the Tennessee quarterback, because he was seemingly holding out for $1.5 million more in NIL, and Tennessee moving on from him. And I'm wondering, what do you as a player think of the current world with the portal and NIL and the conversation around somebody handling business like that?
Yeah, for me, I think NIL is a great thing if you use it the right way. I think, you know, it's great, but just don't abuse it. And I think at the end of the day, you keep the main thing, and that's to go to college, get developed, have an opportunity to get to the league, you know, build those relationships, play a lot of football games, win a lot of football games, and you keep that in the front of everything, and the rest will take care of itself. Because, you know, the money in college hasn't always been there, so it shouldn't be the main thing that you keep in front of everybody else, especially when you have a team. It's hard to have a team this time, how college football is, because, you know, guys are up and moving, and you know, every year is a new team. So it's hard to build that, you know, camaraderie and that connection with the team. So I think just keeping the main thing and just building from that, I think, you know, that's how it should be, and that's how it should stay.
Well, what do you say to somebody who responds that the players have too much power now because of that? What do you say there?
I think it's difficult. I think you got to realize, you know, the guys that you're giving it to, you got to realize how to budget, you know, what you're given. And, but also you just got to operate in the right way. I mean, if college football is becoming a business, you have to move in a business like, but also just take care of your business. And like I said earlier, just keeping the main thing, which is, you know, getting developed and winning a lot of ball games with your brothers.
Do you think it's helped you prepare you for the next level about the business that's coming right now for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, before I let you go, your draft night plan for next Thursday is what?
So I'm gonna be in Green Bay. So me, my mom, my dad, and my fiance, we're all gonna be in Green Bay. So it's once in a lifetime opportunity.
So you plus three in Green Bay in the green room.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And you know what are your expectations of that night right now?
To be honest with you, I don't think I have any. I just want to enjoy it. Like I said, you only go through it once. I know where I stand as a player. I know where I stand as a leader, and you know I'll be blessed to land on any team, and the team that picks me is going to be the right fit for me, and I'm ready to get to work.
Well, if you are a Raven, I know exactly what that's going to sound like on NFL Network as I'm hosting, that you will be able to know exactly what the color purple is and how to explain it to anybody on planet Earth. So I will know that. What a question, man. Hey, congrats on everything that's about to happen for you, Malachi. And I look forward to following you and having you back on when you're ready with a new team.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Malachi Starks, a national champion, one of the best in college football, moving on to the next level right here on The Rich Eisen Show. It's fun stuff. What are we trying to get out of it?
I don't understand. And I guess
just trying to throw somebody off an interview?
I don't know, but you hear questions like that every year.
Because you're hearing, you know, so many players are rehearsed or whatever, and that's one way to get somebody off their game.
I don't know. You hear that teams ask guys questions like this, and I get why Shadur Sanders would sit there and be like, what are we doing? You know? And come off as disinterested or aloof or whatever. Like, come on. Ask real questions.
So, listen, before we take a break here, I know we were going to hit this story in the news, but we ran out of time.
The Tennessee player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Nico Iamaliava.
Yeah. Well done. I wouldn't have got that.
He was holding out. Apparently wanted more money on NIL, and he didn't show. He no-showed.
Yep.
Like, he was holding out. Like,
yeah, he no-showed for spring practice during his ongoing NIL contract discussions with the school.
They're trying to get more money for him, or his agents are trying to get more money for him, and this is the way things are going to go, guys, ladies. This is the way they're going to go. Players are asking for more money. They're going to say, I want more money, and it's up to the institution of higher learning to say no, move on, and mm-hmm. we're gonna give you the money because we like you, or we don't have anybody else, or whatever. Kid made a leverage play, and he's now gonna hit the portal, and we'll see who wants him, and we'll see who pays him, and we'll see if he makes the money that he wants or not. I just want to say the following: I do not begrudge anybody making more money for themselves. I don't begrudge that, because you know who would? Coaches.
Yep.
All right? Coaches. Coaches have buyouts and they depart. They tell kids, come to my school. They tell parents, if you send your son to my school, again, this is football. This is the same way in women's sports too. Send your kid to my school. I got him. I got her. And then all of a sudden you look up and that coach has now moved on. So why can't players do that? Certainly if the system says it. I just don't like it because there doesn't appear to be any friggin' rules. You know, it just doesn't appear to be any rules for it. And I don't know. Because Nico's going to find out real soon if he's just made a bad business decision or a bad football decision for himself. Because Tennessee did pretty well, and Josh Heupel does seem to know how to coach up the quarterback spot. I don't know. It just seems to me that there are no rules and there are no protections for the players on occasion or for the schools. And at some point, we just need to get together and have somebody come up with the rules before it all blows up. And it blowing up is going to be the manner in which you're watching and taking in college football. Because at some point, some schools that are making a ton of money are going to say, we're done with the rest of the schools that won't come to the table and come up with some rules that allow us all to come up with a system we can all follow. And the only reason why you're not interested, School X, in joining all of us in the conversation is you don't care. Because you don't have the same economic hardships or the same troubles or the same this or the same that. And then it's just going to break apart. And all those schools that are not willing to come to the table are going to get relegated somewhere else. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. It just strikes me as lawless and stupid. Certainly when you're opening up portals in the middle of the NCAA tournament. I mean, what the hell is that all about in basketball?
Yeah, this started with Nico back in January. He wanted his representatives reached out and said, we want...
Prior to the game against Ohio State,
yeah,
right?
Right before the January portal window opened. So it's been going on for months.
So we're
going
to open a portal in the middle of the college football playoffs, and we're going to open a portal in the middle of the basketball tournaments. Okay, that makes great sense.
Yeah, unserious.
It is unserious. Great word for it. Yeah. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Is O'Shea here? Has he arrived yet?
Oh, I don't know. Usually there's a commotion. Hurricane Jackson. He's definitely wearing some Lakers paraphernalia.
So here's the drill. We're going to start talking about the NBA playoffs and what's coming next and who has the upper hand and things of that nature. And if O'Shea's here, he can join us. And if not, he loses because he snoozed. Has he slept in? So what's happening?
That's a good question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. So we could have had a movie about somebody who's what, half nothing, 100 pounds nothing. Could have called it David, huh? And then we could have had Bo up there, and everybody could have put their Michigan jerseys on the desk. Did that really happen, David?
Well, of course not. Didn't you know that? But you know something? The other night, you know, you got me going, because the other night I just Googled it. How much of this blank is true? And I started putting in a list of sports movies.
Okay.
You know, We Are Marshall, The Blind Side, Remember the Titans, blah, blah, blah. We come off like a Ken Burns documentary compared to most of those movies.
Oh! Line of the day!
Throw it down!
All right!
I'm not joking, you know?
Do you want to explain to me how what you told me on Monday, that Rudy has heard what I've had to say about this subject matter?
This is the best part. This is so
good. I haven't told my guys about this, but please, I give you the floor. Is this true that Rudy, that this, what I have said into this microphone has filtered in the direction of Mr. Rudiger?
We're directly to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
And It was very interesting. I have not talked to Rudy. Angelo has.
Okay.
And apparently Rudy was pretty incensed enough to go to his neighbor, Mike Tyson, and ask him if he would train him to get you in the ring to put you where you belong.
hold on a second. Back the truck up. Hold on. So the real Rudy lives in Las Vegas next to Mike Tyson?
Who he has apparently asked for
training tips? Advice
so he could come
in. Rudy could, I heard this through Angelo.
What?
Angelo spoke to him. But it could have been, I know that Floyd Mayweather, it might have been Mayweather. Oh. Mayweather lives in his neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
And by the way, not in the movie. What was not in the movie is that when Rudy was at Holy Cross, and he was, trying to come off as a Notre Dame student, getting in the cheering section, painting the helmets, and all that. He also joined what they called, and I don't know if they do it today, but it was a campus-wide boxing tournament, and it was called the Bengal Bouts. And dudes, he won it. As a Holy Cross student masquerading as a Notre Dame student. And he won. And we had it originally in the script, but we had to cut it out.
Well, now hearing about his ability to fight.
Yeah,
and
you better
his
start
desire
playing
to fight,
nice with Rudy.
Boy, what a great film this is, David. I mean, now that you tell me the backstory, I mean, wow. It's quite a moving piece of cinema that you put together.
I mean, to take this so personally that you want to fight me.
It's a lot. I understand it.
Is so over the line, I would call it offsides.
No, I think Rudy's he's right.
See, you got it. He didn't get it.
You've been pretty mean to Rudy over
I haven't
years.
Been mean.
You have.
How have I been mean?
You want him to break
You've
his...
pretty mean.
Like, you want him to hurt
You're
himself.
You're rooting for him to get hurt during
exactly.
the movie.
What are you doing?
It's not a Rudy thing. It's a Notre Dame thing.
Yeah, but it's
bigger than Rudy.
It's bigger than Rudy.
Everything's bigger than Rudy.
See,
God,
that's why he wants to knuckle up with you.
There you go, Rich.
He wants to knuckle up with me.
Put him up.
Yeah. Put him up. Like the cowardly
lion. See, Rich and Rudy just knuckling up.
Put him up.
Have you watched Rudy? Rich, you've watched the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good movie. All right.
Great movie, man.
See, okay. It's great.
I like that.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Fun show, everybody. Funny show.
I'm kidding.
Funny show.
Funny show.
The NBA playoffs are set. They are set. The playoffs. Clippers and the Warriors were having at it in a pretty big regular season finale. While Rory, I think, was approaching 15 or 16, Cooper and I were flipping back and forth.
Yeah, TJ, you were saying you were watching basketball.
I mean, yeah. No, the Clippers and the Warriors, it was a big game. I mean, so much so everyone played. So the winner was either going to be the 4 or the 5, depending on what the Nuggets did,
right?
Or all the way down to the play-in hosting role on the first round of the play-in game, where you win and you're the 2 seed's opponent, or you lose and you're going to be hosting the winner of 9-10. So that's pretty big. And this thing went into overtime. Draymond had a bunny to tie the game at $121.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've looked at it over and over again to see how did he miss it? It was right there. It's because I think he was trying to get the and one, feeling the defender behind him. Unfortunately for him, the defender is an all-time great defender in Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi, I think, sensed he was doing that and somehow backed off. So there was no contact. And Draymond did his usual kick, and he missed the bunny.
That's a shame.
And the Seinfeld gif. And or drop, Mike. So Clippers wound up winning.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, and did Draymond address this after the... Okay, hit it.
Hey, what happened on the two late plays, you with the rim and Buddy coming off for that three-pointer that he didn't get going very well?
I completely smoked a layup, and Buddy missed a shot.
Was it the shot that he wanted? You guys want it?
Yes. That was the play that was drawn up, and we got the look. He just missed it.
Hey, I don't blame... by the way, great answer from Draymond. Just straight up. I smoked the layup, and he missed the shot.
Yep. That's what happened.
Obviously, you know, I think the reporter's like trying to get him to say Steph should have gotten it drawn up for him. Let's blame Kerr. Let's blame somebody other than me. And let's like,
point
fingers. And, you know, Draymond's been around the block a few times. So I was stunned the Clippers didn't foul the Warriors. Why didn't they even let him get a three off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
because
wondering
it was
that
a
too.
3-point game. I'll just foul him and send him to the free throw line and try again. And you might win it at any rate. Bottom line is the Warriors are now playing in and they are taking on one of the, I can't believe I'm saying this, two Western Conference playoff teams that have interim coaches. And it's the Grizzlies at the Warriors. Winner of that game takes on the Rockets. And then the loser of that game takes on the winner of Sacramento and Dallas. Gents, that is there are some players on those teams that mm-hmm. can scare somebody. I just don't know if it's going to be the Thunder. Which team do you think has the best chance to shock the Thunder? Golden State, right? What do you say? Or
yeah,
say Memphis?
For sure. No, I think the Warriors. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the pedigree and how they've looked since Jimmy Butler's.
Right. Well, Jimmy was limping around because he took a Kawhi knee to his thigh, man.
Bro, and in any other year, that would have been Kawhi limping away from that play.
Oh, you were probably thinking about
that.
Oh,
man. Sure.
So you're nervous about the Nuggets and their interim head coach or what?
You have to be nervous about the Nuggets. They got one of the greatest basketball players of all time playing at an incredibly high level. But the fact that they made this coaching change, you have to kind of. I think you got to give the Clippers the edge here, Chris.
How about that? Saying that about the Clippers. I might be punching the clown right here when you're talking about the Clippers' health in the playoffs.
Jamal Murray hasn't been right for a while, so. But Jokic could do 60-20-20 again.
Although Zubac has played out of his head.
Zoo has been incredible all season. I had him
played
on my fantasy
team.
Ever played. Had his first triple-double a few days ago ever, so. I'm liking the Clippers' chances. I'm optimistic, which is very strange.
I'll tell you what, first ever Clippers playoff series with their own building.
That's true.
Toilets!
A lot of toilets.
We might be hanging up a banner. Can we hang a banner up in year one?
Oh, my God, this guy.
Come on.
This guy.
Come on.
All about the Larry O'Brien.
But I'm not going to sit here and say which team is most ripe for an upset because everybody thinks it's the Knicks.
Right.
Why does everybody think the Knicks are just going to step on their Johnson and the upstart Pistons who have never done it before are going to go and beat the Knicks in their first go-around?
Pistons have been coming on, and, we haven't seen Brunson in a month.
Okay, we're going to see Brunson. Don't you worry.
Oh, no, I'm sure. I'm just saying.
And Kat.
I'm just telling you what people think.
Everybody thinks the Knicks are just going to be one and done. Okay. All right. I mean, Pistons are talented, but come on.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It's great. It starts tomorrow.
Exciting.
Two playing games tomorrow.
Well, we smoked this show. Back to wrap it in a sec.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.